Kentucky lawmakers passed a two-year state budget and a surprise overhaul of the state's tax code this week. It was the first time Republicans were solely in charge of writing the budget. Thousands of teachers showed up to protest changes to the pension benefits passed out of the legislature last week. Plus, a sexual harassment complaint was dismissed against three Republican lawmakers. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Monday was a wild day in Frankfort. More than 12,000 teachers stormed the state capitol building after lawmakers rushed through an overhaul of the pension system last week. It was one of the biggest demonstrations ever in Frankfort, rivaling protests in 1988 when education supporters rallied for lawmakers to put more money into Kentucky schools. Veronica McQuarrie is an elementary school teacher from Whitley County.
I'm just so disheartened with it. I thought about moving to another state where we might be respected more.
But pensions weren't even on the agenda on Monday. Lawmakers had moved on to another surprise piece of legislation, a last-minute overhaul of the state's tax code. Here's Republican House Budget Chair Steve Rudy.
Our citizens, businesses, and industries are struggling under the weight of our antiquated tax structure.
The tax changes would lower taxes for top earners and raise them for poorer people and companies. The bill establishes a flat income tax rate of 5%. Currently, Kentuckians are taxed at rates ranging from 2% to 6%, depending on income. And it creates a flat 5% corporate tax. Businesses currently pay between 4 and 6%. Louisville Democratic Representative Jim Wayne called the legislation a giveaway to major corporations and the elite in the state.
It's going to benefit corporations that are already doing very well, and they do not need a tax break.
The bill makes up for the tax cuts by expanding the state's 6% sales tax to 17 services like car repairs, landscaping, pet grooming, dry cleaning, and country club memberships. It would also raise the per-pack tax on cigarettes by 50 cents to $1.10. All of that new revenue allowed the legislature to plug some budget cuts to education that Governor Matt Bevin had proposed, but the final budget that passed the legislature on Monday still cut most of state government by 6.25%. Here's Acting House Speaker David Osborne.
I believe it's fiscally responsible. It restored many of the cuts to education that were contemplated in the governor's budget, and ultimately the budget will do a great service to the people of the Commonwealth.
An estimate by the Washington-based Institute for Taxation and Economic Policy estimates that the tax plan would give the wealthiest 1% of Kentuckians an average tax cut of more than $7,000 per year, while those making less than $21,000 per year would pay about $93 more per year. Charter schools were not funded in the state budget, even though the legislature passed a law allowing them last year. Osborne said there just wasn't enough support for funding the schools among House members.
There's just a lot of our members that just, frankly, given the environment around public school funding, the shortage of public school funding, just felt like it was inappropriate to put a mechanism in there for funding of charter schools.
Lawmakers are on a 10-day break while Governor Bevin considers vetoing bills. They'll be back next Friday and Saturday for the last 2 days of the legislative session to override any vetoes or pass other bills. In other news, three Republican lawmakers have been dismissed from a complaint that alleged they broke ethics rules by secretly settling a sexual harassment complaint filed by a former staffer. But the charge continues against former House Speaker Jeff Hoover, who admitted to exchanging inappropriate text messages with the woman. Hoover was the first Republican Speaker of the House in nearly a century. He held the position for 1 year before resigning at the beginning of this year's legislative session. He still holds his seat representing the 83rd Legislative District. That's it for your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.